Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast. Elliot Shore Parks, James Seltzer with you. And, whew, buddy, geez,
what an ending.
For a 10-7 game that was 0-0 for the first half, the first 0-0 half on Monday Night Football since 2009. It ended up being a pretty, like, you know, other than the excruciating part of it, pretty entertaining game at the end of the day. Like, it did feel like two teams slugging it out, and you know teams like there was some dumb stuff and all that, but you know, it was ugly. The offense wasn't great other than some plays that needed to be made at the end and all that stuff, but you know, at the end of the day, it felt like kind of the games we watched growing up, Elliot. You know, cold weather, defensive football,
Lambeau Field. Most
boring game. Yeah, you know, it felt like it. Dare I say it, Elliot? It felt like old school football. 7-2, baby. How you doing?
So, you know, I think how people view this, like, we all get different timelines, we all get different texts. So maybe you're seeing something different than I'm seeing. My initial reaction is I think people are being a little too negative about this win. I thought that was a quality win. Like, We will certainly get into the offense on this, but I will say the main takeaway for me from that is twofold. One, a tough win, like definitely a very tough win. Like, it was cold out there, primetime spot, tough opponent. Like, I don't think the Packers are that good, but they certainly aren't, like, you know.
Yeah, they're not.
There's some trash team.
The Raiders or whatever.
I was going to say the Panthers, but I don't know if I should say that.
I was going to, but they beat the Packers last week. So I was like,
exactly. Yeah, but so that was my first takeaway, is I think when you look at a game, like, they were the tougher team tonight. They made fewer mistakes tonight. They made more plays tonight. And the Packers are supposed to be one of the top whatever teams in the NFC, five teams. And they went into their place on primetime and they outplayed them. Now, it was not a game that had a lot of positive plays on either side, and it was a low scoring game, but they still outplayed the Packers, right? If they won this game 33-30, I think people would feel differently about it, but ultimately it would have been a similar thing. They made more plays than the Packers did by 3 points, right? Now, the other main takeaway I have from this is, and this is truly my biggest takeaway, I think the Eagles' defensive line is really good. And man, Jalen Phillips was awesome. Moro Jomo was awesome. I thought Jalix Hunt was awesome.
Yep, Jalen Carter made plays. Awesome. It was awesome.
I mean, they all made plays. Brandon Graham had the one where he got in the backfield.
When they are making plays and then you add it, like, before it felt like Vic was, and he was doing a great job with it, blitzing, like, just to get pressure.
Yes,
and he was doing
yep.
it. Now the blitzes feel like in addition to the pressure, and it's like all of a sudden N'Kobe's flying in there, and then, you know, whoever, and this and that. And it's like, it was the stunts, all that stuff. I mean, they were a beast tonight.
I mean, they look like legit. So legit. To me,
D-line since the Super Bowl, obviously.
Quinyon made some big plays. I thought Zach Bond made some big plays. N'Kobe was awesome. Like, I thought the defense really, really showed up, and they had to, because the offense was really bad. But, but before we get to the offense, and I'm sure that's what we'll spend the majority of our time talking about, but, like, I think it's important.
With the defense,
yeah,
Jalen Phillips. Like, they deserve it. Because, look, at the end of the day, and we'll do what we do with the offense, but the Packers defense was freaking awesome too, man.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
They, flying around. Like, Parsons is great. Gary was great. That dude, Evan Williams, like, other than Devontae taking the ball away from him, felt like he was in on every single play on the night. Like, so you know what? It was a 10-7 game. It wasn't like the Eagles lost 30-10. Like, offense was hard to come by in this game, and that's because there it was cold as hell, and there were two freaking great defenses playing great football, and the Eagles' defense was just a little bit better.
Yeah, and the Eagles' offense was a little bit better, too, just to put it
You're
out
right.
there. The Eagles' offense
mattered more.
Was,
You're right.
The Eagles' offense was better than the Packers' offense tonight, just putting that out there. Now, they have more talent. They should be better. Like, all those things are true, but the Eagles' offense was better tonight, and the Eagles' defense was better tonight, and that's why they won the game. So just to put that out there. But Jalen Phillips, so that's exactly why you give up a pick for Jalen Phillips. I mean, he was unbelievable. The fumble, the forced fumble at the end, forcing the big play at the beginning where he forces Jordan Love out of the pocket and Jalex Hunt gets him for a deep sack. Like, Tucker has it up there. He recovered the other fumble. Six tackles. Like, he was maybe the best defensive player on the field tonight for either side.
He was the best football player on the field.
He might have been the best player overall. And so in terms of making an impact, you couldn't have asked for a better first game from Jalen Phillips. And I just can't stress enough how differently I feel about this defensive line than I did a few weeks ago, even two games ago. Go down the list. Jalen Phillips is legit. Nolan Smith was awesome. Jalen Carter is legit. Moro Jumbo is awesome. There's four right there where when you have a big time pressure down late in the game, in this game, another game, playoff game, you can put four legit pass rushers out there. Jalex Hunt, a legit pass rusher. I'll have to rewatch the tape. Jordan Davis seemed like he had a good game.
A really good football player, and you know, he'll get in right there, but like, just another guy to have that. I mean, six guys on the defensive line that we trust, and
that you feel awesome about.
That's not even talking about BG playing himself into shape and being really ready, and who knows what you get from other guys, you know. Like, that's a big time change from us talking about like Patrick Johnson having the most sacks, the edge guys.
Well, and yeah, I know. I think I saw Drew from Westchester tweet it, but finally Za'Darius Smith isn't the leading edge in tackles on the team. But that to me is the biggest big picture takeaway, because the offense was obviously not good, but I think there was reasons for the offense not being good that are not going to be the case each week. For me, this defensive line will travel. I mean, defense travels to do it tonight in Green Bay. Like, I think they have a defensive line the rest of the season that you can feel really good about. There was a moment where I was up in the press box and looking down the field and I'm thinking, this is a defensive line Howie feels can like go win a Super Bowl. Like, he pulled the triggers he needed to pull. He got Jalen Phillips. He convinced Brandon Graham to come out of retirement. Brandon wasn't awesome tonight. You can definitely tell it was his first game back, but he had that big play where he got in the backfield. Yeah. He slowed the runner down. And then obviously getting Nolan back. Jalex has improved week after week. So their defensive line looks really legit. I also thought Quinyon was really, really good tonight.
Yeah,
like, he has a really good ability to play like a veteran defensive back and get away with some stuff. Like, there was
he's right on the line, Elliot. He smack talks, and like, I feel like he stays on the other team's sideline smack talking like right up until the line when he's going to get a flag. And then he's so good at it.
Well, there was a play over the middle where he clearly, in my opinion, has his hand
like
on.
He's slowing.
But it's like a veteran. I mean, that's what they do. Like, you're smart to try that because they're not going to call.
Troy was like, no call there. That's a good call. You know?
Yeah. So he excellent at that. He had an excellent breakup on a deep pass late. I thought Makuba and Blankenship, obviously a huge breakup late on the Christian Watson play. So they
and
were
N'Kobe,
all.
You mentioned him before.
And then N'Kobe.
It felt like he was all over the field. Both. In the run game, obviously, but we talked so much about, is he good enough in pass protection? He had a couple really, obviously the blitz him, but a couple really big plays. That one tackle in the open field was massive.
Well, it's interesting, and maybe this will be like a thing we do in the middle of the week, but it certainly seems like N'Kobe is the starting linebacker now. Mm-hmm. Sorry, trying to fix my mic. I'm getting bad mic feedback from Tucker.
Yeah, it's a little scratchy.
It might be the Wi-Fi, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But I thought N'Kobe was awesome. Also, let's give props to Adoree Jackson. Adoree Jackson with a huge pass breakup late. Like, not a lot of people wanted him starting the game. I thought maybe starting Jaire Alexander would be a good idea. He didn't even travel. Kelee Ringo didn't get the start. Adoree with a really big pass breakup late. So I thought Adoree was super, super good. So the defense overall just showed up. Like, full stop, the defense was the reason they won that game, obviously. Credit to Vic Fangio, credit to the defense. And I think it's worth noting that we have talked about last year and how after the bye week, the running game kind of took off, and that's when this team took off. And that is true, but it's also when the defense got way better. And it's when the defense became, I don't want to say like the heart of the team, because there was many hearts of the team last year, but that was defense.
It was the best defense in the league. It was the best defense in the league.
It was the best defense we've seen on the Eagles in a long time. And that's what that defense looked like tonight. Again, the Packers are short on players. I do not think it will be this easy against the Lions. The offense will have to be better against the Lions, but that looked like the defense from last year. The defensive pressure, Quinion being awesome. Cooper DeJean had a play in the open field where he brought somebody down. So just overall, no question, the defense was really, really good. And again, I'll credit the team's toughness. Like, I'm aware that you normally, me included, people feel as good as the offense is. That's the emotion of the city. When the offense plays well, people feel good. When Jalen plays well, people feel good. And we'll talk about them because they were not good. But I do think they deserve some toughness coming out of the bye week. Like, yes, they now 5-0 after the bye week. And I get that the bye week, you wanted to see them come out and look better. And again, we'll get to that with the offense. But I also think it's worth mentioning that, like, they haven't played in 2 weeks. They came out sloppy. They were sloppy in the first half. They had a lot of mistakes, and they still found a way to win the game. So, like, they're obviously better than the Packers. They beat the Packers. They showed mental toughness. Like, I thought there were a lot more positives in this game from a mental toughness standpoint, from just like a 2025 Eagles standpoint, from a defensive standpoint. Like, I thought there were lots of positives there.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you for the most part. I think that ultimately you go into Lambeau and you get a win. You know, I think that, again, there are games that each game kind of has an identity, and this wasn't a game for offense. Again, it wasn't like the Packers, your mic is having some issues, or your mic is scratching it up there, Ellie.
Yeah,
right,
trying.
Yeah, it wasn't like the Packers were, you know, able to move the ball much either. Obviously, there were misplays on both sides. The Calcaterra throw early, and Jordan Love had some opportunities that were missed. But ultimately, it wasn't like there were a ton of plays left on the field.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The defenses were just dominant, and they were flying around. Like, if you watch the games, you would think that all the high draft picks in the entire game, all the best athletes in the game, were playing on the defensive side of the football. Yeah. Both defenses just looked way faster than the offenses in both phases of the game, running and in the passing game. And to your point, you mentioned everyone. Jalen Phillips gets an extra, star. I think the star of the game. And Quinya, I thought, was amazing. And the Jalix Hunt thing, I mean, he's developing still. He's playing safety at Cornell a few years ago. And I think, he had such a good Super Bowl. Maybe and was a starter to start the year that, people expected so much from him. But, the last two games, have been the best of his career, arguably.
Statistically, he's been one of the better edges in the NFL this year. He certainly has been a top 30 edge. I think you could argue he's probably been a top 25, top 20-ish edge after this. So definitely,
and now he's
Phillips, the
third edge, Yes. I mean, it's awesome.
Let's get to the offense here.
Yeah, flip it over to the offensive side of the ball. And again, I think on the whole, look, Lane Johnson, what a warrior. The fact that he came back in that game, the fact that he was back on the sideline, it definitely
very
looked
weird like, he came back into the game, right?
Well, I think they wanted to run that jumbo package and they didn't think Matt Pryor was getting it done. And Lane was play. And my guess is whatever the injury is, clearly is a pain tolerance thing and not a, you could make it worse things. I don't think.
Well, hopefully it's not a you wake up tomorrow thing.
Yeah. Look, they put him back in and we'll see what happens. But ultimately, we know things can look worse on the field than they actually are. And it seems like that was one of those. But, they were just disjointed the entire game from that perspective. Obviously not able to run the ball other than a couple plays that Saquon broke away. And, I think it was hard for the quarterbacks with the cold, not to make excuses. I think Jalen wasn't very good tonight. I don't think Jordan Love was very good tonight. there was just pressure all over the place in both sides. Jalen had more time than Love, I thought, but
for sure, look, for sure.
I think, you know, you give him credit for the dagger play at the end. I think Devontae gets more credit for it. He pulled it out, but it wasn't as bad a throw as I thought at first. It was a good enough throw. And the big third down throw to Devontae was huge. Ultimately, they made more plays on offense than the Packers did, to your point. But, you know, I come out of this game feeling very much like it was just, with the cold and the way it was, just not a night for offense. And I'm not like saying it was a fine, yay, go offense. I'm just like, I don't like take too many. I'm not looking at it as like, wow, what a problem, you know? Yeah,
so I guess where I fall on the offense is, first, let's give Devontae and Saquon credit. Like, they made two plays that no one on the Packers made. Obviously the huge catch by Devontae for the touchdown, but on that same drive, the play by Saquon to make that defender miss on 3rd and 7 to get his fresh set of downs, and then obviously get way more and get them into, you know, Packers territory. Like, that's exactly how the Eagles are going to win in the playoffs. The playoffs, I was going to say they're not going to be a big every game, but last year, you know, they kind of were. Regardless, like, in the playoffs, it's just going to come down to their special players making special plays. And Saquon made a special play. Devontae made a special play. And for what it's worth, Jalen made some special plays in this game too. He made some big third down plays. Now, they really didn't result in many points because they didn't score, obviously, any points in the first quarter, but he did step up and make some big plays on third down. He had a big third down conversion on that final drive. Now they end up not getting points in punting, but still, like, a big third down conversion. So I thought on offense, it's going to be like the classic, like, coaching versus Jalen thing, which is what we did the first month of the season. I mean, ultimately, like, Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo deserve blame. The offense was bad, and that is, they are the coaches, and it is their job to make the offense look better. Like, I thought they would come out of the bye week and have all types of new wrinkles, have all types of new things, and it looked exactly the same. Like, if their big plan was to get Will Shipley more involved, I'm not loving that as their big bye week adjustment. That being said, like, Jalen fumbles the ball in the first quarter, or the first half, whatever it was. He misses Calcaterra on an open play where you're inside the 10. Brett Toth had a holding call on a big Saquon run that was getting them into Packers territory. I'll have to rewatch it, but it seems like Jalen missed AJ on an open play that could have got him closer. So, like, if they don't do those things, and Jalen fumbling it is uncharacteristic.
It almost felt like there had to be a mistake on my TV.
It was also like a great defensive play for what
it was. Yeah, it was.
Sometimes, great defense tonight.
Yeah.
I hate to use this expression, but like, they get paid too. And like, that was just an outstanding play. It was just an outstanding play by him. The missed throw to Calcaterra, I think, is uncharacteristic for Jalen.
Yeah,
sometimes,
I agree.
Sometimes he misses guys in the way that he doesn't throw it to him, but when he throws it, he generally... He did not have a good game.
Super love it when it's super duper duper cold. He plays through it.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't think his throwing game is elite in that weather.
Agreed.
I agree. I think the bigger thing to talk about is the coaching, because I think, like, especially if they had lost the game,
the three points end up being huge. Like, if you want to talk about the field goal decision.
Yeah, the field goal decision, but the Coward's draw multiple times. Now, towards the end, they threw it a little bit on third down and made some decisions there, but multiple Coward's draw situations where they're just like, it's 3rd and 11. Guess we shouldn't do anything but hand it off. And obviously the end of the half, you know, had 3 timeouts. You could have gone for the field goal. I didn't hate that nearly as much as, I mean, the end of game stuff, that was just weird. Like, the ball's at the 35. I think it's the right decision not to kick the field goal there. Like, I wouldn't have told all that. Like, you're obviously going for it or punting. Punting from there is a weird spot.
I agree. I just would have thrown it shorter.
People were furious about it. People on Twitter, at least to my, you know, it seemed like
and my text too. Yeah.
And text, like, what are you doing? Like, so should they have punted? Like, you could argue. I mean, it's too bad they don't have Randall. That would have been a classic, like, quick sit situation. Like, the shotgun snap and just kind of pooch it over the defense. I don't know what you do there. Like, I wasn't as mad as everyone else in the moment. If they get the fourth down, the game's over. But I also get it. Like, I think the safe move's probably to punt it with no Packers having no timeouts left. You just come out and you take the 5 yards, you go back to the 40, and you just kind of pooch it as low and as little as you can. Even if you put it back to the 20 instead of the 35, it's that much harder for them to get in the field goal range. And you take a little time off the clock with the punt itself. So, like, I think the move's probably to punt it there as I think about it, but people were like, this is the dumbest thing they've ever done, it seemed like.
So I have a couple thoughts on that. First, like, interesting juxtaposition. but on how the public has reacted with like, have to be more aggressive, have to be more aggressive. And then he's aggressive on that play. And it's like, whoa. Right. So like that. All right. But the other thing I'll say is before we talked about these decisions, we both said Jalen was not having a good night tonight. Right. Yeah, he had to fumble. He was inaccurate. And I think that plays into their decision making. Right. Like, the big sequence I'm thinking of is I think it's like 3rd and 12 and they call the coward's draw that people call it. And then they kick the field goal to go up 3-0. Right.
By the way, like, real quick, this is the greatest name for anything ever.
I know.
So they great. Really, Whoever came up with Howard's Draw deserves all the money. Like,
they should
it's
also
so great.
Call it that in the playbook.
But I agree. Yeah. And on the broadcast.
So I just think at his core, Nick Sirianni is a conservative coach. I think he tries to be aggressive. I think he does a good job being aggressive at times. I think core, he again,
he wants to win 10-7 games. This is a Nick Sirianni game tonight.
Yeah. Like, I think Nick, obviously the offense wasn't great, but Nick just leans conservative. But here's the thing. Like, maybe it's because we're older now. Maybe it's because it's me. But like, I don't know, man. Like, it's 3rd and 12. I get giving him a shot, but Jalen's not playing well. Don't risk something bad happening.
Run a screen pass. Run, like, do something where, like, run.
Is it
a,
that
run
different
a,
than running a draw?
Yes,
I don't know. Like,
yes,
if you're gonna
yes,
a screen pass. Okay, all right.
Very different.
That's
fine. How much of Eagles used to kill it on screen passes on 3rd and 11?
Yeah, it was like Brian Westbrook and McCoy. I don't know if that's logic to call it.
So you got Saquon Barkley. Is he not good enough to run screen passes?
They give it to him. Now, the weird thing is giving it to Shipley. I agree, giving it to Shipley is weird.
Anyway, whatever. I think the bigger complaint, I really do think, you know, as much as I wasn't as mad as everyone else, like, they should punt it at the end there. Take the 5 yards and punt. And
see, but here's my thing on that, though. Like, if AJ catches it, like, everyone's being
like,
I know, right?
But
Devonta, really quick.
You're going to be conservative, though, the whole game. Like, be conservative there. It's the most important time to be conservative.
Devonta and AJ have both made big plays down the field late in games when they throw it deep. AJ did it.
There was like, what, 22 seconds, 23 seconds, whatever it was, like 24. Like, they get the ball with like 18, 17 seconds at worst at their 20, maybe 16 seconds, maybe 15 seconds.
Oh, you're saying run a play that just kills 4 or 5 seconds.
No, I'm saying punt it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
I'm saying you run a punt that kills maybe 7 seconds, 8 seconds, who knows, off the clock. And you just pooch punt it really short. And they get the ball on their own 10 to 20, somewhere in that range, probably with like 13 seconds on the clock and no timeouts. That's a much better situation than them getting with at the 35 or 20 seconds.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, again, like, we want them to be aggressive, and there he is. Now, maybe that wasn't the spot to do it.
Maybe there was a little more time than that. Maybe I was wrong. I mean, it was 31.
I think they got it with like 25 seconds or something.
Yeah, 25. Either way, there would be less time on the clock.
Yeah.
I think that's what they probably should have done. I'm just not as mad as everyone else, but that's what they should have done.
Yeah, I mostly agree with that. Like, I'll have to take more time to process the end of the game. Obviously, this is like the instant reaction pod. I just think, like, throwing it to AJ deep, I don't love it.
Big box, Elliot. Oh, wait.
It's exactly right. I just think throwing it to AJ deep, everyone wants them to target AJ. They've had big plays down to AJ down the field. Like, I don't love it, but I also don't hate it the way other people do. Like, and honestly, it wasn't a great throw. Like, it's underthrown. If he puts more in front of it, maybe AJ
covered,
can make the play.
Yeah, he was covered
for sure. Yeah. So I don't know. Overall, I just think, like, a quality win. They're 7-2. They're close to home field. Like,
there's a big one coming up.
I know,
I know
it's going to be a blame Petula week. People are going to blame Petula all week. I get it. But, like, I don't know, man. Like, if you leave that game more frustrated than happy, like, I don't know what to tell you.
I agree. They're 7-2, man.
Primetime win over the Packers. Yeah. Like,
think about it this way. I know they've all been close, but they have wins over the Rams, the Chiefs, the Packers,
the Bucks. I mean, we talked about how tough this schedule is. Like,
legit, dude. I mean, find me a team in the league that has a better 4 wins than them. I bet you can't. So,
no, I agree. Vikings. Like, the Vikings aren't a scrub team.
Totally. All right, let's let you get down to the locker room, because who knows if AJ will talk or can talk. Everyone start perusing the Twitter now.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I hope not. A win's a win. It's cold.
I don't think you will.
I don't know. All right. Either way, we'll be back later in the week to talk about it. And check out the Daily Pod tomorrow and get home safe, Elliot. 7-2, baby. I agree. Big win. They went in the Lambo, come home, outscore the Lions 50-40, and no one will be upset.
Yeah. All right.
We'll talk to you guys later in the week. Until then, he's I am James.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.